solemnly swear that we are up to no good.
Welcome to We Solemnly Swear, a Mick Olson podcast. We are a group of sisters who want to share our crazy passion and knowledge for the wizarding world with our fellow Potterheads. Today we have...
Lexi, your highway to hell, Hufflepuff.
That worked out great. And Tori, your root Ravenclaw.
Yay!
I looked up synonyms of entrance and like entryway.
Isn't it
like,
route?
It was hilarious. Root?
Your route?
Route.
Root?
I don't know.
Drought?
It can be both. I don't mean like flower root or.
Or do like, you?
Oh my gosh. I don't.
So, synonyms for entrance. Why are we talking about entrances today, Tori?
Because we are talking. We have another mini episode on the castle.
Yay!
We're talking about the entrance hall and everything that kind of goes with it.
Yeah. Which at first seems like a weird topic to talk about. But it's actually like a huge portion of the book is spent in the entrance hall.
it's mentioned so many. It is mentioned so many times. Like honestly, like Harry always talks about it.
Yeah.
So I think it's interesting. No, so this is a quote from Philosopher's Stone. It says, "The entrance hall was so big, you could have fit the whole of the Dursley house in it. The stone walls were lit with flaming torches like the ones at Gringotts. The ceiling was too high to make out, and a magnificent marble staircase facing them led to the upper floors." Like, this is like the hustle and bustle of like everything. Like, this is like...
Like, every student can fit into the entrance hall, right?
Probably. We do know that the entrance hall is located on the ground floor of Hogwarts. It has a very wide marble staircase that spans the opposite of the great oak double doors. And from the entrance hall, you can access the great hall. You can also access like the stairs to the dungeons and like you can also access like where do you go down to the kitchens, the Hufflepuff court.
How
like,
many staircases are there?
Well, like, so I always pictured the entrance hall being like... where like all of the staircases begin, like the main staircase.
Well, they say there's that big grand staircase, so I'm sure you go up the grand staircase, jump the trick step, because like... there's a trick step there. And then I think there's a secret passageway on that staircase too, isn't there? Like behind a tapestry or something?
So I was looking, but I thought that was on like after the first floor, like up there.
Oh, maybe.
But
yeah, anyways. No.
Our first time that we are in the entrance hall or introduced to it is when McGonagall speaks to all of the first years about the sorting ceremony. This is also where Harry formally meets Draco Malfoy and turns him down as a friend. And so the saga begins.
Yeah.
Some very important things that happen in the entrance hall. The Goblet of Fire was placed in the entrance hall during the Triwizard Tournament. And that was a hustle and bustle. Like, people, like, crowded and watched and were waiting and trying to see who would put in for their school and things like that. So there is a broomstick cupboard off to the side of the entrance hall. I don't know if it's inside or not. But a lot of stuff goes down in there. Like, Harry and Hermione and Ron, Ron hide there while they're, like, figuring out what to do. And then that's where they stuff Goyle and Crab after they're take their stuff. Like, there's so much stuff that happens in that little
thing. This random broomstick cupboard.
Yeah. So I thought that was great. I was like, that's an honorable mention right there. But the most important thing that is in the entrance hall are the house point hourglasses. There are four giant hourglasses that are located in the entrance hall, which are used to record the number of house points that have been awarded or deducted. Hourglasses contain rubies for Gryffindor, diamonds for Hufflepuff, sapphires for Ravenclaw, and emeralds for Slytherin. When points are earned, gems fall from that student's house. Like, they fall from like that little hourglass from the upper bulb to the lower bulb. And when points are deducted, they retreat back into the upper bulb, which I just think is kind of clever. But
yeah, well, it'd be so subtle if you lost like 5 points, right? But they I feel like in the books, when they talk about these point systems, that Harry and Ron can just glance over and see that it's taller or shorter than yesterday. I'm like, yeah. If there's five more gems in there, five more tiny rubies in there, are you really going to be able to tell that there's more or less? Like,
right? Unless they're like really big and they make a big difference. I do know that like the night that...
Yeah, but then they'd have to cap how many points you can get if they're that big.
True. That's true. No, I do know that the night that in first year when Draco was out of bed and told McGonagall that they're out of bed and then they got caught, they lost 50 points each. That like the morning after, everyone was like, are you kidding me? Because that was a jump. And they were all like, are you kidding me? But because of I'm me, I was thinking like, how many of each gem do you think they needed during any given year?
Wait, say that one more time.
How many of each gem, so like how many diamonds for Hufflepuff do you think they needed each year for points? Like what if there was like some super amazing student, right? That's like
that's what I'm
five
saying.
Points every question.
What are the odds?
Like every day.
That they're going to tap out and you know it would be a Hufflepuff because they don't do anything wrong.
Well, apparently they do because they never win. So
right? That doesn't actually add up. So
wait a second. No, so I was thinking, I'm like, okay, so I went into the books and most of the time, the numbers were below about somewhere around 500. So I was like, all right, like that's not too bad. But then I thought, how much money would that be just sitting there in the entrance hall with a bunch of children?
Oh my gosh.
Like it's just
so Tori,
right for the taking.
In her true Ravenclaw fashion.
I know. Oh, we're going to go into it, Lexi, because you're going to love it. Okay. So I figured that they would be smaller. So for Hufflepuffs, we'll start with Hufflepuffs. So though they're diamonds, so a smaller...
Which doesn't kind of make sense because there are definitely yellow gemstones out there. Use a yellow gemstone, don't use a diamond.
I don't know. Maybe you'll like it when I tell you the numbers.
Okay.
So a smaller melee diamond with a carat of 0.33, that's like this big, cost between... Everyone could see that. Let's just be honest. So those cost between $375 to $600 each.
Oh my gosh.
So if there were, let's say 600, just in case there was a really brilliant child, melee diamonds for the Hufflepuffs, that would cost anywhere between $225,000 to $360,000 just in the Hufflepuff hourglass.
This seems like a huge liability.
Right? Okay, no, that's just one of the hourglasses. There
like,
are four.
Insurance. Like, what do you have that's precious? Well, we have like $5 million worth of gemstones at the entrance of our castle. But you know, whatever. Hogwarts is the safest place.
Right? No. Okay, so I'm going to go into the other schools or the other houses because I was absolutely fascinated. So emeralds. So a 1-carat good quality emerald can sell anywhere between $525 to $1,125. So if there are 600 of those for the Slytherins, that would cost anywhere between $315,000 to $675,000.
Oh my gosh.
For the Slytherins. That's crazy. So for the Gryffindors, the rubies, a 2-carat fine ruby can cost anywhere between $600 to $800. So if there's 600 of those would cost anywhere between $360,000 to $480,000 just for the Gryffindors alone. I always think of like the Weasleys, like, couldn't you just be like, get some? I don't know. Also, how did they collect that many? Or did they just replicate them?
Okay, either they're not all real or goblins have like set up a trading system or something with Hogwarts way back in the day. Maybe when they were like mining out Gringotts or something, they were like, we're not going to use all these rubies. Here, Hogwarts. And we're like, let's make a point system.
I hope your favorite color is red, Gryffindor, because you get the rubies. Like, what the heck? All right, so I'm going to do the last house, which is my house. The sapphires for the Ravenclaws. So a 1 to 2-carat clear clarity sapphire would retail between $800 to $1,200. If there are 600 of those for the Ravenclaws, that would cost anywhere between $480,000 to $720,000. And I just was like, I don't know. That's amazing. Amazing.
They have a lot of trust in their students, man. That's
right?
Crazy.
Especially because we're going to talk about it. Some major things that happen or that affect the hourglasses.
Yeah.
And it could have been simply just like,
oh, that's one less emerald. That's one less ruby. Like, all right. So I'll start with the first one, Lex, and then I'll let you do the next one.
Okay.
So in Harry's fifth year, because Umbridge is fossilized bird poop, Harry would walk by the hourglasses and he would see that they were almost empty. Fortunately, at the end of the year, McGonagall granted Ron, Hermione, Ginny, Neville, Harry, and Luna, who is in Ravenclaw, 50 points each for their bravery at the Battle of the Department of Mysteries. So they got a lot of points. So that's something that major that happened with the house points.
Okay. Something other... Well, nope. Let me start over. Something else major that happens with the house points. In Harry's sixth year, while Snape is escaping, because he was a murderer of Dumbledore, a curse shattered the Gryffindor hourglass, causing red rubies to flood the floor like the blood of Dumbledore.
Too soon? Too soon. Sorry. But I just think of it like, oh man.
It probably is symbolic though. Because I was thinking about the next one too. I think it means more that,
oh yeah,
what depending on what house was shattered.
Oh yeah. When I like was looking that up, like there are like essays written about it. I was like, oh my.
Yeah. Color symbolism.
Color's important. I get it. No, but then so the next time something happens with that's really, really major. During the Battle of Hogwarts, the Slytherin hourglass was shattered, causing the green emeralds to roll across the floor. And like,
just Harry, like the Slytherins were shattered.
Because the Slytherins were
shattered. Like evil the was blood defeated. Of Voldemort.
Gross.
Gross.
Gross. The green blood. No, I just think it's very interesting. So the entrance hall is extremely awesome. And you wouldn't have thought that it would have been that awesome.
Yeah, who knew we could do a whole podcast episode about this?
That's right. That's right.
That's right. Think straight.
Well, remember that you can always reach out to us on social media at We Solemnly Swearcast. Ask us your questions. Tell us your insight. We would love to hear from all of you.
Mischief managed.